This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right, we are back with another instant reaction podcast following fall camp practice number 6, I believe. It was the first fully padded practice of camp, so that was notable. And from our perspective, the media's perspective, it was notable because we got to watch the whole thing. So thank you to Mario Cristobal for that opportunity. And we definitely learned some things. We will keep it short and relatively brief here. You want in-depth stuff, go check out InsideTheU.com because we got plenty to write about and talk about, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll run through some of our quick takeaways here. Let's start on offense, Gabby. Let's just speak generally with the offense. You know, I think we know that the Gaddis offense is going to look like this, but there was a lot of creative formations, a lot of personnel packages, getting different players and position groups on the field in different situations. I think the play designs are interesting, depending on the formations and personnel packages. I guess just overall, 10,000 foot view of what the offensive scheme is going to look like. What do you think? Of course, without giving anything away to Texas A&M.
Without giving anything away to Texas A&M. Again, I think a lot of ways you described it, I mean, it's creative. Yeah, I mean, different personnel packages. I like the way that they move around some of their skill position guys. You know, I'm trying to be very careful, I guess, about how I word some of this stuff. But, you know, I think overall, again, I think it's, you know, it's going to be kind of wide open. I think they're going to, you know, definitely, you know, tight ends, I think, are going to be important. I think, you know, they're definitely trying to get the balls in the hands of some of these guys with a lot of, like, you know, movements and, you know, the way that they run routes and stuff like that. I think it creates opportunity for separation and to kind of confuse defenses in certain ways. I think that happened a few times, even here on Thursday, where you know, some receivers kind of found themselves with some space and things like that, just because of how the way that they were, you know, crossing things like that. So I'm excited about the offense in general. I mean, I like the way that the quarterbacks look today. I thought the quarterbacks, you know, elevated, you know, the way the offense looked, even when they're kind of going, you know, one-on-ones and all that stuff. I think the quarterbacks gave the receivers, you know, opportunities to make plays and you know, just gave him a chance, really. So I think there's a lot to be excited about offensively. Again, I think it was more just affirmation that Tyler Van Dyke is sort of the guy. It felt to me like he was definitely the best on the day, which you want to see from the star quarterback. And, you know, I think he gave his pass catchers opportunities. So a lot to be excited about. I think we'll have a lot more on that on the VIP observations, you know, coming here in a little bit.
Yeah, I think generally it was, like, I don't know if I could necessarily pick out a winner on the day in terms of offense or defense, who won the day. I think it was pretty competitive both ways. Offense made some big plays, scored some touchdowns. Defense had some picks. Each quarterback, so really it's only three quarterbacks out there getting reps right now, and that's Tyler, Jake Garcia, Jakari Brown. Each quarterback threw a pick in the practice. Tyler's pick was, I would say, a miscommunication with the receivers. Jake's picks were kind of forcing, like, bad decision, kind of forcing throw situations. And Jakari's pick came on the very last play of the day. Threw a ball to tight end Dom Amorelli down the seam, threw a little late, and it was just picked off by Gilbert Frierson. So it really did go back and forth. Let's go just running back. Gabby, I think for me the takeaway is Jalen Knighton and Henry Parrish, definitely the top two right now. I'd say number three, is clearly to me right now, as things stand right now, is Thad Franklin. That can change, but I think Thad's clearly the number three guy. Receivers, my takeaway there, Gabby. I think Keyshawn Smith is the best guy. I think that was pretty evident today. I think there's separation between Keyshawn and Frank, but I do think Frank is number two. And then after that, I think it's kind of up for grabs. I think we want it to be Restrepo, and he does flash, and he did make a nice catch today, but he also had some drops today. So I think that number three job's up for grabs, and I think Michael Redding's in the mix. I don't know if he's going to necessarily be the guy, but to me that was one of the more interesting developments today is I think it's time to start moving Michael Redding up above that line in terms of playing rotation guys. I think Redding is in that group right now.
Yeah, because I feel like when we were talking on the podcast yesterday, you know, it felt like we talked about how Michael Redding was leading the lines. And I think Keyshawn Smith said something today that, like, Michael Redding maybe knows the playbook best, or, like, you know, he's the guy of the receivers, you know, he's kind of like the guy they go to. So it sounds like Michael Redding, you know, he is a third year guy, and it seems like he has a grasp on this offense. And yeah, I thought he was really active today with, you know, in some meaningful reps, you know, not just with the young guys. I mean, I thought Michael Redding was one of the guys consistently lining up with what, you know, is maybe the first team right now, and maybe not always, but he was kind of one of the people in there. So I think we want to maybe see, you know, as the fall camp continues to go, what happens on Saturday during that first scrimmage, what it looks like maybe next week. But yeah, I mean, I think Michael Redding's probably someone we need to start talking about when we're discussing this receiver room, because you know, they put the ball in his hands a lot. I think, you know, they kind of targeted him a lot. You know, I saw him moving around in the backfield, you know, kind of motioning and all that type of stuff, and, you know, kind of swing stuff too. So, I mean, So, you know, a lot of different things there where Michael Redding was, you know, being used in different ways.
Tight ends, Will Mallory's in a limited jersey, which I don't think should be surprising because they were wearing full pads today, so it is more of a contact practice. He's still coming back from that labrum surgery. He participated fully in 7-on-7 stuff and, you know, was frankly a security blanket for Tyler Van Dyke during that period. So he's a big part of the offense, and it showed in 7-on-7. I thought Elijah Arroyo looked good in 11-on-11. I think Khalil Brantley can play a little role as an H-back in some situations. He gets some looks as well. I didn't really notice Jahlil Skinner much. I mean, he was out there. He was doing his thing, but maybe he just didn't get targeted all that much during 11-ons. O-line, you know, I think O-line in general, the first team is kind of what we've written and talked about here in the first week. Left to right, correct me if I'm wrong, Gabby, but I think it goes left to right, tackle, John Campbell, guard, Justice, Oluwaseun, or Sagapolo. Or Rivers at times. Center, Jakai Clark. Right guard, Sagapolo. Right tackle, DJ Scaife. So, and there is rotation, of course, amongst that group. D-line, this was interesting because the rotation is heavy there. I feel like they're rotating eight guys with the first team. So a lot of depth there is the main takeaway there, and guys looked good. I think Daryl Jackson looked good. He flashed. Akeem Mezidor flashed big time. Mitch Legude flashed. Leonard Taylor, I think, flashed as well. So, and I honestly too, I like Moultrie. I liked what he showed today too. Antonio Moultrie, the UAB transfer. So I think the defensive line might be one of the better groups on the entire team. We'll see how that develops. Linebacker, I don't know. I think they did fine. I think they did a good job shutting down the inside run game today, which, you know, D-line has a big part in, and linebackers too. Corey Flagg, Wayne Steed, the first-team linebackers today. Caleb Johnson flashed a little bit too. And then DBs, you know, to Corey Couch, lining up in the nickel and outside, which was interesting. A lot of rotation at corner. Vonte Williams, I think, looks the part. I think James Williams looks the part. Cam Kitchens had a beautiful pick. So the guys had the picks today. Daryl Porter, Isaiah Dunson, Cam Kitchens, and Gilbert Frierson in 11-on-11 situations. I guess, Gabby, your main takeaway on defense, what would you say is maybe the biggest thing you learned today?
Yeah, I just think all the bodies that they kind of throw at the, you know, on that defensive line. I mean, I think we saw it. We were trying to kind of figure out, like, okay, what's the first team defense? But that first team defensive line, but seemed to be rotating pretty consistently. You know, so we saw, you know, all different combinations of guys. I think it's hard to, you know, just kind of cement a top four right now. And I think it's something that we've talked about a ton, that, you know, there's going to be a lot of rotation there. And, you know, that's something I definitely expect to see. So I think that was really cool to see, you know, kind of some of the defensive backs making plays in coverage, I think was a positive, you know, some of those guys making plays. I thought Cam Kitchens made a really good play on the, on that interception. I believe it was from Tyler Van Dyke. So, you know, that's great to see. I mean, Daryl Porter, I thought, made a good play on the Jake Garcia kind of floated a couple in there, but I think Daryl Porter is someone that, you know, I think has a chance. Even in one-on-ones, I thought he was pretty physical with a Frank Ladson, who was much bigger than him and kind of, you know, incomplete pass. And I thought he was one of, like, the early flashers when they were doing those one-on-one situations early in the day. So, I'm pretty encouraged about that. But overall, I think the defensive line and how deep that rotation is probably the most impressive to me.
So, again, fun practice, lots to write about. Check out InsideTheU.com for our VIP thoughts, where we go a level deeper and kind of sharing our thoughts on what we saw and how maybe some of the backups looked and all that good stuff. So, appreciate everyone for listening. Thank you to Mario Cristobal for letting us watch a full practice. Definitely helps provide context on where things are at. And till next time, take care.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.